Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. So 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, September 22nd.
In the song Blue Moon.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Yeah, have you heard the expression, once in a blue moon? It generally means... it doesn't happen very often, right. And that's because a blue moon doesn't happen very often, and we have one coming up on Saturday night, October 31st.
That looks like Halloween, Chris.
Yes, because we have a full moon coming up this on October 1st, and we also have one on October 31st. Ergo, two full moons in 1 month is a blue moon.
Rare as a blue moon.
Ah, see, we learned something today. In fact, yes. This happens 7 times every 19 years. They say right. The next time we'll have a blue moon on Halloween will be in the year 2039.
That's perfect for 2020, though. Don't you think anything weird's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, if we're going to bust out the weird mask, might as well do it from this year. And also thought was interesting that this special full moon will be available all throughout the entire world, like the whole world will see it.
Right.
And that's the first time since 1944 that has occurred.
Excellent. All right.
There you go. Most homemade masks are doing a great job. These are from researchers that tested 11 household fabrics commonly used for homemade masks and found that they are all effective in curbing the small and large respiratory droplets that are released when we cough, sneeze, and talk.
That's the whole deal right there. Keep them little droplets out of my nose pan.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your spittle-itch to yourself, please.
Keep it to yourself, please.
They say with two or three layers, even porous permeable fabrics like T-shirt cloth will do a very good job. So make sure you are wearing the masks, and even the homemade ones are doing a good job.
Yeah, I hear Gucci makes $1,000 masks now.
I bet, I bet there is a Gucci mask worth about $1,000 because I think they've just gone crazy. Now, fashion generally, stuff on the runway is crazy, and it really doesn't.
It's like experimental cars or something. They're never going to make that stuff. They're just trying to get your attention, you know?
So I don't know. Maybe this is grabbing our attention. It's scratching my head here. So part of the autumn-winter collection includes organic denim pants that appear to have grass stains in the knee area.
Right.
As well as faded brown spots in addition to some of the bizarre green stains.
That's good, Gucci. How much do you want for it, Gucci?
Well, they've already sold them. Some of them are sold already, but $750 a pair. There you go.
Every pair of jeans I've ever bought in the last 40 years wouldn't add up to $750.
I know. What's interesting is, first off, is that we're seeing that the fashion cycle returning back to the 90s where bigger pants and bigger shirts were in style. That's kind of what's happening with these. They call it the grunge look. The oversized pants are coming back in style. You can pair them up also, Storm, with some $870 sneakers that are given the effect of being old and dirty.
Right. Who are these people?
People have way too much money. That's the problem.
Because apparently the longer I wear my jeans and the scuffier I make my shoes, the more value they're worth more, right?
There you go. You remember the story we did a while ago about Queen Elizabeth? She actually has an official person who breaks in her shoes for her.
Wow.
So,
nice gig.
Yeah. So I guess you are breaking in some old shoes that you could sell for $1,000 or so. But there you go. That's the latest from Gucci. We talked about trade-in value for your car because I got to admit, I'm kind of uneducated in that. I'm more focused on the new deal, not so much on the deal that you're going to give me for my trade-in.
Yeah, and there's actually four different areas you need to look at right now. But first thing you know is, what is your trade-in worth? Because you're going to do at least two negotiations, the price of the new car and what they're going to give you on the trade.
Right, and generally you just accept whatever they're going to give you. But what you can do is do some homework. I mean, look, you have Kelley Blue Book, which is the Hallmark standard, but you also have Edmunds, you have Carfax, and you also have a company called Car Gurus. And these are people that will give you different estimates based on the license plate of your car or the VIN of the vehicle. And it will give you – I did it on my car, and prices range from $3,800 to $5,800.
That's quite a swing right there,
right?
Depending on which one of these. All right, so here's the deal. So the dealership is going to give you so much for your trade.
Right.
They're going to do some financing in there. Also, they got the price of the new car.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start mixing all this together, make sure on the paperwork that everything is reflected just like you thought they were going to, how much they were going to give you for the car, what the term of it is. And what they'd really try to do is get you down to a monthly payment.
Yes.
But don't just be satisfied with that. Take a look at all the numbers on the sheet here.
Well, and that's what they talk about, negotiating the trade-in value of the car separately from the deal. So that you know exactly how much you're getting for your vehicle and make sure on the contract that's exactly what they're giving you for your vehicle. And, you know, also kind of spruce up your car before you get rid of it. I know that you're saying goodbye to it, but, you know, the less time that the dealer has to clean the car or repair the car to get it back on the lot to be sold, the better it is for them because they're not wasting time and money that way. So,
yeah, and the more money they're going to give you for that trade-in. So do yourself a favor, make it look pretty when you trade it in.
Yeah. We talked a lot about eating fish and seafood. The USDA recommends eating seafood twice a week. Are you doing it?
Oh, yeah, we are. We love fish. But you know what surprised me was the top healthiest fish to eat.
Yes. Now, that's what you have to keep in mind is that fish in general, some of it's healthy, some of it's not. And mainly it's because of the toxic metal mercury that actually can cause birth defects. Pregnant women and women who are nursing have to be real, real careful about that. But basically, they say all fish, all seafood has some sort of level of mercury. It's just that it's not as toxic as there are on others. And number one on the list, believe it or not, is an oyster.
Yeah, the raw oysters have more than 1,000 milligrams of that omega-3, the good stuff right there.
Yes, and they also come with B12, they have a lot of zinc, and they have nearly 40% of your iron dose. So that's all pretty good stuff there. Just be careful of the raw oysters. You don't want to eat them. They may contain bacteria, which could cause some problems. And I thought this was interesting. Sablefish. Single serving of sablefish, what they call black cod, delivers about that much, 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids, and also a good source of vitamin B. Salmon also in that group with omega-3 fatty acids, as well as that's pretty much available in any store you go to.
I love it.
Easy to cook. Shrimp is also on the list, but it has to be specific to the United States and Canada.
Right. Well, we're right in shrimp land right here. You can get Gulf or Atlantic shrimp in Gainesville and Ocala all the time. And this, we're just so lucky to be equidistant between the Gulf and the Atlantic.
Yes, and it's also pretty much fat-free, packed with protein, and full of selenium.
Right.
Rainbow trout, also caught in the United States and Canada, also is pretty good. Also, albacore and skipjack tuna are good for you.
Nice.
However, bluefin tuna is not. You should stay away from that. It has a lot of mercury, as well as the orange roughy, the Atlantic halibut, and swordfish.
Really?
Not only do they contain high levels of mercury, they also are overfished.
Wow.
So we need those populations to rebound. So try not to get those when you eat.
Right.
And then finally, we learned to refluff your bath towels using three simple ingredients, baking powder, white distilled vinegar, and tennis balls.
Yeah, this is amazing. What is that? Tennis balls?
Yeah, we'll get to the tennis balls. But yeah, you know, what you don't realize is when you put fabric softener, either the dry sheet or even the liquid stuff, you're actually coating all of your clothes so that it doesn't, so you don't have static cling and they don't have wrinkles.
But now your towels are not as absorbent as they were.
They're not absorbent and they get kind of matted down. So in essence, we need to strip your fabric softener plus the stuff that you use, you know, the oils of your skin get transferred onto your bath towels.
Mineral deposits from hard water, all kinds of your towels just soak that stuff up.
Yeah. So the baking soda, so you put them all into the washing machine where you normally would put the detergent, you'd put a cup of baking soda. And then where you normally would put this fabric softener, you put in, fill that up with distilled white vinegar.
Yeah, and you're not using any detergent at all.
No detergents. Go ahead and run the cycle. And then where the tennis balls come into play is you stick them in the dryer with the towels and dry them normally. I'm a big fan of these. I use these when we talked about they're called dryer balls, and you can actually buy them specifically for dryers.
I remember when you ordered them right after we talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You really like it. It helps keep your clothes fluffy, and you don't need to use fabric softener.
I don't need to use fabric softener, and, nice. And mainly because of the boys now, I don't want to use mm-hmm. fabric softener because it messes up the fire retardant properties that are in clothing.
Really?
Okay. So it's just a little safety measure. Plus, they work fantastic, and the balls will actually kind of pummel the towels so that they're fluffy once again.
Excellent.
So there it is. There's our show for today, Tuesday, September 22nd. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Happy fall. And remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.